This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM, authorities in Skokie are searching for the driver involved in a hit and run. It killed a man yesterday afternoon. WBBM's Carolina Garibay joins us live at the anchor desk with the details.
Cisco and my Skokie police say this happened shortly before 4 p.m. yesterday near North Crawford Avenue and Kirk Street. 78-year-old Alfred Slivo was crossing the street when he was hit by a dark-colored vehicle driving on Crawford. Police say that vehicle drove off without stopping to help the man. No further details are available as police continue their investigation. Live at the anchor desk, Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Two men are facing battery charges after a funeral service on the city's west side Saturday ended in a brawl with Chicago police. WBBM's Rachel Pearson joins us live with the latest.
All right, let's set the scene. It was chaos at Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church in West Garfield Park on Saturday. A fight had started inside the church during a funeral service. And when Chicago police arrived to break things up, that fight escalated into an all-out brawl with CPD. Three officers were hospitalized with head injuries, and now charges have been filed against 25-year-old DeMarco Hunter and 37-year-old Michael Fitzgerald. Both Chicago men are facing felony counts of aggravated battery. Reporting live, Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
McDonald's is returning the Quarter Pounder to its menu after testing ruled out beef patties as a source of an E. coli outbreak. The Chicago-based fast food giant says the FDA continues to believe onions from a single supplier are the likely source of contamination. The outbreaks left at least one person in Colorado dead and 75 others sick in 13 states.
Neighbors are questioning if a weekend shooting in the West Ridge neighborhood on the far north side that eventually involved police started with a man being targeted because of his faith.
Chicago police say a 39-year-old man was shot as he walked near Farwell and Rockwell Saturday morning at around 9:30 when officers and paramedics responded. Police say the 23-year-old gunman shot at them, so officers returned fire. The gunman was hit multiple times and was in critical condition when he was taken to the hospital. Police say the victim was treated for a shoulder wound and released. Abraham Trochtman, who lives in the neighborhood with a large Orthodox Jewish population, tells CBS News Chicago the man was not robbed.
A Jewish guy walked into synagogue Saturday morning, Sabbath morning. It doesn't make sense.
Alderwoman Deborah Silverstein told residents she was very upset by the shooting and has been assured by Superintendent Snelling there's no additional threat to the community. No officers were hurt, and police have not yet shared a motive. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The murder trial of Richard Allen in Delphi, Indiana, moves into the second week today. The 52-year-old Allen is accused of murdering 14-year-old Libby German and 13-year-old Abby Williams 7 years ago on the Delphi Trail. He's denied killing the girls. Jurors are expected to be shown interviews Allen had with police during this week's proceedings.
Parents, teachers, and others are planning a march this afternoon to the Evanston-Skokie District 65 school board meeting. They're protesting the decision to eliminate the 7th and 8th grade classes at Bessie Road School. They say the decision to eliminate those grades next month has left families scrambling and threatens the education and mental health well-being of the children. The decision means just over 40 students will be moved to different middle schools starting in mid-November.
A Peoria man is heading to prison on a number of drug-related charges.
35-year-old Jonathan Sargent was convicted of distributing meth, heroin, and cocaine and possessing a firearm as a felon. February searches of his properties uncovered drugs, $5,000 cash, and a firearm. The U.S. state's attorney noted that this is now Sargent's fourth felony conviction. Sarah Herrera, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Three people are dead and a child seriously hurt after a crash in unincorporated Woodstock. This happened around noon yesterday. First responders went to an area along Davis Road, found a car on fire, a child trapped inside an SUV. Police say the driver of the SUV and two occupants of the car died at the scene. The child suffered serious injuries and was airlifted to Loyola in Maywood. The crash is under investigation by the McHenry County Sheriff's Office.
The Chicago Housing Authority is replacing the management and more than than a dozen properties.
Back in September, the Habitat Company notified the CHA that it would discontinue management of 16 properties effective November 1st. The Chicago Housing Authority board this past week approving contracts for two new companies to step in, with contracts awarded to Wynn Residential and 5T Management. Wynn is considered a national leader in property management, and 5T is a local minority and woman-owned property management firm. Residents will be notified, and the CHA will host meetings at each of the properties in early November. According to the CHA, these properties represent around 3,400 apartments across 12 senior buildings and four family properties. Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Now sports, in for Josh Liss. Here's Rick Gregg.
Good morning. They bent and they bent and they bent, but for 59 minutes and 59 seconds, the Bear defense did not break. To that point, the Commanders had rolled up 429 yards of offense with only four field goals to show. The game was somehow the Bears. And then Josh Blackwell, it wasn't.
That was tough. We had them. We had the win, and unfortunately just... that last ball was caught.
That last ball, a Hail Mary heave from Washington's Jaden Daniels, who just kept scrambling.
I don't know how long the play was. Maybe you guys might, but it took a long-ass time.
12.79 seconds, Washington coach Dan Quinn, before a heave that went off the fingers of Tyreek Stevenson directly into the midst of Noah Brown in the end zone. Commanders 18, Bears 15, Caleb Williams.
Give them kudos. Obviously, it's a heart-wrenching play to have. We practice it. Trust me, we practice it. Sometimes things just... don't go your way. You know, it's tough when it's something like that.
Williams threw for only 131 yards. DeAndre Swift, Roschon Johnson scored. Bears, though, fall to 4-3. They get Arizona next Sunday. Monday Night Football tonight, Giants and Steelers on 780 AM with all news on the FM side. World Series Game 3 tonight at Yankee Stadium. Dodgers, Yanks. Dodgers up 2-0. Blackhawks in Colorado, Bulls in Memphis 2. With sports at 16 and 46 past each hour, Rick Gregg, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Members of Chicago's Russian community held a ceremony yesterday to remember those who suffered years ago and those who are threatened in their homeland today.
Elena Kasparovich was among a dozen or so who stood solemnly on the steps of the water tower on the 800 block of North Michigan.
We're here to memorize victims of Soviet regime, victims of Russian government, and a lot of people was murdered, and a lot of people was shot during the high terror during 1937 and 1947.
About 2 million Russians were killed during that time. Millions more were imprisoned. Names of the dead were read off to remember.
Russian government, Putin government, is trying to make people forget about these black pages of Soviet history. And if we will forget, that means Putin will return to the same practice.
Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
Starting today, the city has a new tool to go after people parking illegally in lanes designated for bikes, buses, and pedestrians. WBBM's Nancy Hardy joins us live on the newsline with the details.
Cisco, there will be no tickets on windshields. Instead, automatic cameras on the front of city vehicles will take pictures of cars parked illegally in bike lanes, bus lanes, at bus stops, in crosswalks, and other no parking zones. Then the city will mail tickets to the car owners. Downtown Alderman Brendan Riley told residents in an email last week, 8 cameras have been installed and ticketing will start today. The Smart Street program had been pushed back to the frustration of the biking community, which expects it to improve safety for cyclists and pedestrians. Reporting live, Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Former President Trump held a rally at Madison Square Garden in New York City yesterday, putting an emphasis on his opponent, Vice President Kamala Harris.
She's unfit for office. Everyone knows it. No one respects her. No one trusts her. No one takes her seriously. Everyone knows she is a very low IQ individual.
But something else that was said at that Trump rally is generating angry pushback.
A comedian's comments warming up the crowd drew a strong reaction from some Puerto Ricans, including recording artist Bad Bunny, stand-up comedian Tony Hinchcliffe.
A floating island of garbage in the middle of the ocean right now. Yeah. I think it's called Puerto Rico.
Later, Hinchcliffe said Latinos, they love making babies and that they don't use the pullout method. Within minutes, Puerto Rican singer Bad Bunny signaled his support for Kamala Harris, sharing her plan for the island with his 45 million followers on Instagram.
Puerto Rico's economic future depends on urgently rebuilding and modernizing the island's energy grid.
Musicians Ricky Martin and Despacito artist Louis Fonsi also posted they were offended by the comment. In a statement, Trump campaign spokeswoman Daniel Alvarez said this joke does not reflect the views of President Trump or the campaign. Harris visited a Puerto Rican restaurant, Freddie and Tony's, in Philadelphia's Fair Hill neighborhood.
To attract investment. Finally deal with that.
I'm Jennifer King.
The Bears suffered an excruciating loss to the Commanders yesterday. It brings up an old quirky trend.
For decades, Washington's final home game before the presidential election seemed to predict who'd take the White House. If the Commanders won, the current president's party usually stayed. If they lost, the other party took over. The trend held true from 1940 till 2000. Since then, it's been more of a toss-up, sometimes even reversing in 2016 and 2020. Call it a coincidence, call it fate. Washington's win may not sway any voters, but it's a classic sports oddity that fans can't resist keeping an eye on. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.